3 years ago, the Lac-Di-Flambeau tribe barricaded four roads after negotiations failed over expired easements on roads crossing tribal lands. While roads later reopened, the town paid the tribe to maintain access. In a House Judiciary Committee hearing this month, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany called the payments extortion.
They ultimately got $600,000 from the town of Lac-Di-Flambeau.
In the hearing, Tiffany asked Bondi if she would seek compensation for the town in the long-standing feud. Bondi had this to say.
We would more than welcome working with you.
The tribe said the payments weren't extortion. Lac-Di-Flambeau Tribal President John Johnson Sr. says Tiffany's statements were false and a direct attack on tribal sovereignty and treaty rights. The tribe says it remains committed to working with local, state, and federal officials to resolve road access issues in a way that respects residents' safety and laws governing Indian lands. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.